This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans with me, Cheryl Burke, an iHeartRadio podcast. Welcome back to Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans, the rewatch series. I cannot believe we're already at the semifinals for season two. We only have one more week until the big finale. Holy hell. This kind of went by slow, yet so fast at the same time, especially this next round coming up. We've got two dances each with only four couples left for a three-couple final. I don't know about you guys. I kind of love how intimate the semifinals and finals were back in the day. I really love the fact that there was only three couples in the final as opposed to four couples in the final. That's more, I guess, equivalent to what you would see at a dance competition, like a real dance competition. So let's just get straight into it. We've got two full dances. So right away, I'm going to expect to see the level of dancing and execution go down quite a bit, because when you have two full dances, each at around back then, I think a minute and a half to a minute and 45 seconds per dance, you know, you only still have a few days to rehearse. So time, again, is not on your side on Dancing with the Stars. And with two solo routines, you just can only spend half of the time that you would normally spend on your one routine on each dance for the semifinals. So they already tried to prep us, right, by doing these group numbers. But I have to say, this is a shock to the system. The tension, I believe, especially with Drew and I, rose by a lot. You know, there's a lot of pressure that, you know, I'm sure the execs wanted this head-to-head with Stacey Keibler and Tony Devilani. We were coming from a perfect score with our tango, but Stacey had also gotten a perfect score. And I know Drew just got super competitive and we both got super skinny. Like, this was really a stressful time. And clearly we didn't eat through our feelings. We more like just danced through it because it was tough. Like, this was not an easy week. There's so much pressure when it comes to, you know, keeping those scores up, because right now you don't know the votes at all. Actually, I remember we went to Disneyland. I believe it was the semifinals. And until that day when we were in the park, I didn't realize how popular the show was until we actually left the dance studio and into the real world. I mean, and I don't know if they paid these people or if the show was truly that popular, but we couldn't see anything but just heads of people when we were performing and when they set up this whole out of studio package for us to go to Disneyland and perform. And wow, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that was the first like jaw dropping moment for me as to like how big this show actually was when it comes to just real life, because like we're very sheltered when we do the show because we don't have time to do much, let alone go out and let our hair down. Anyway, let's start with couple number one. We've got Stacey and Tony doing a quick step for their first dance. Tom says, can she possibly do it again? Is WWE star Stacey Keibler and her partner, Tony Devilani? Meaning, can she come back with another perfect score, I'm assuming is what Bergeron meant. So it has a recap. It shows a recap of their jive that they got a perfect score on. Stacey got up and close and personal with the judges and kept her streak of perfection alive with her jive, Tom says, and a perfect score again. It's 2 weeks in a row with a perfect score. And Tony says, when you get two perfect scores in a row, you know, where do you go from there? You know, coming up, Tony says, it's the most challenging week yet. Why? Because we have two individual dances in the cha-cha and the quick step. And we got a decent, we have to really step our game up. I keep saying to Tony, Stacey says, like, you have to pull out all the stops now. Wow, you got three freaking tens, 2 weeks in a row. So shut up and be quiet. Now, it's so interesting here, you guys, because as I'm watching this package, the tension has definitely got to the best of the both of them. Tony is basically not wanting to hear any pointers from Stacey, which is completely understandable. Like, I hate it when my partner alludes to the fact that my choreography is basically not exciting enough or hard enough or challenging enough. Or even worse, when your partner, this is where you break the trust, right? Like, when your partner, in a way, without saying it, straight up, but like, beats around the bush and basically says, well, so-and-so, you know, take more risks, or Derek does more tricks, or it's the worst. Like, this can't be more of a, I guess, diss and show any type of disrespect than when you do that. I feel like Stacey was kind of, I can almost guarantee she was egged on by their producer to basically confront Tony and ask him for harder choreography. If you listen to my interview with Marissa Jared Winokur, you'll hear her say the same thing, that they tried to pin Tony against, or try to pin Marissa against Tony by asking Tony for harder choreography, or if he thought maybe it was the choreography. And it's like, look, I don't like to ever talk about other people's choreography. It's their interpretation. It's their art. Now, when you're doing the quick step, you have restrictions. You can't really do much more other than what you have to do and hold. Now, could the timings be changed up? Could the dynamic and like the syncopations be better or more challenging? Yes. But also, let's take into consideration that they've got two dances, which means they don't have as much time to work on detail. So why don't just keep the routine clean, don't break hold, follow the rules, work on her heel leads and gliding, and work on some personality and call it a day. That's all you have time for. And Stacey, remember, went on to this show with dance experience. Imagine, you know, it's not about how hard the choreography is. It's about the execution of how the whole routine looks like one big step, right? Like, you don't want to see any awkward transitions or mishaps. And when you kind of make it challenging for no reason, because a judge thought it should be more challenging, that by no means should be your motivation to make the routine more challenging when it's already challenging in general, this show, regardless of if you have dance experience or not. Stacey goes, no, but I know what pressure is, because we have to be able to switch characters from one to the other at a drop of a hat. The song is angry. The girls are pissed off at the guys. When Len made a comment about her tango, Tony says how she was a cold fish because Stacey had some trouble expressing herself throughout the dance. I think an actress that has been through those roles would definitely help. So the producers, aka Tony, thought, why not bring in an actress so that we can help bring out that personality of Stacey and bring it out onto the dance floor. So there's this actor or actress who shows up to rehearsal. I'm pretty sure this woman, I recognize her face. Pretty sure she was wanting to be on the show. But basically she's teaching Stacey like how to be Lola versus Priscilla. So like for their cha-cha, they're dancing to like an angry Kelly Clarkson song, I think. But I don't know. And cha-cha is supposed to be still so fun and cheeky, right? So like, I'm not so sure if this is going to read or not, but for their quick step, she's supposed to be like Priscilla. So they named these two different characters that they're going to portray in their two individual dances. But let's focus on the quick step. So now it cuts to the quick step wearing two classic costumes. Tony's got a tail suit made by Mr. Garo, and Stacey just looks gorgeous in a like peach satin gown. Their quick step was, I think it was solid. Was it memorable? No. What I didn't love was the fact that there was just, it was like almost like a come dance with me video where you could follow along with them because it was like that much of repetition in the beginning. I understand, like, as pros, we like to kill time because we don't want to have to stay in hold for longer than what we need to be, which is literally 5 seconds at the top, 5 seconds at the end of the routine. You're allowed to not be in hold, but this was longer than 5 seconds. This was like a solid 15 seconds. And, you know, the music that they dance to, it's kind of similar to when Drew and I danced our quick step. It's just kind of monotone. It doesn't necessarily go louder. There isn't a different musical instrument. It's just all one tone, right? So it lacked glide. Like, she didn't really use, like, the power of her legs, like the potential of what she could have used as far as gliding. And same with Tony. Like, Tony is also her height, if not taller. He could have really driven through her. Like, he could have really use the floor in a more powerful, elongated way. Instead, it was just like one little hop, skip, hop, skip, hop, skip. And like, there was a transition at the end as well where, you know, she definitely could have added like a spin into like their ending, you know, open bit. But as far as the actual hold goes, she definitely maintained that. I thought that was great and consistent throughout. Stacey could have really projected more. Like, she could have had her posture, right? Instead of just being upright and straight, she could have extended her upper body back, right? As if someone was pulling her hair, and her chest could have been more open. Her angle of her position of her head could have changed from side to side when doing scattered chassés, which is a basic quick step move. It just looked too hoppy and almost like it just looked too careful. Like, they were kind of dancing on eggshells in a way. So scared not to mess up, God forbid. It's almost like you wanted them to stumble, like to see something, which actually I did see coming out of these scattered chassés. Stacey did stumble a little bit. Look, it's always awkward to have to like smile and put a face on when you're doing quick step because you are stuck in hold, which means you're looking opposite directions, right? Like, if you look at your partner when you're in ballroom hold, you're breaking the line. So that doesn't look good. So in a way, you kind of just have to find the joy from within. And I think that if you're not an actual dancer, and, you know, Stacey was struggling with feeling throughout the season, it's kind of like, you've heard the song now that you're dancing to 1,000 times. Like, this is the last song you want to hear after you finish your dance. And then on top of it, you know, maybe your nerves are getting the best of you. I feel like, in a way, you know, Stacey was, look, there's a fine line of like trying too hard, meaning like putting on a fake manufactured smile, or truly being just happy to be there from within. And when you are when you find that light from within, I know this sounds so cliche, but it's true. But when you find that light, there's nothing beats it. You can't manufacture a smile. I mean, you can, like, you can show teeth. That's what I would always tell my partners, especially Rob Kardashian, like, show your teeth. Don't just smile like sarcastically, like, show your teeth. For people like that who are not natural performers, especially like live shows, or isn't an athlete, it's fine. But like with Stacey, it's kind of like, you wanted more. I basically saw it and I was like, okay, this would have been great for week 3, especially only because of what she has executed throughout, you know, her time on the show from week 1. So with all of this being said, I thought it was good. There was really nothing horrible. Could it have been more, could it have crossed the boundaries a little bit or crossed the line when it comes to gliding and power? Absolutely. But again, with so little time and 2 full dances, it's almost impossible to get that in. I give Tony and Stacey an 8. Let's hear what the judges have to say. So it starts out with Len Goodman saying that we've seen in the last few weeks doing 2 dances is extremely difficult, obviously. So what I'm expecting this week is that they come out all guns, because you know why? This is the semifinals. And you know, at the end of the day, you need to get a place into that final. And basically pointing to Stacey and Tony, Len said, you did exactly that. Carrie Ann said, well, let's just say this. You've got great articulation of your feet. I like to watch your feet and the way you extend everything out to through your hands. I like to see, though, a little bit more risk taken from you because you are so fantastic. You cannot do risks. Len and the judges banter so hardcore here. It's amazing. I miss that so much. Again, I keep saying this every episode, but it's true. Carrie Ann goes, you know, look, you stay within playing it safe, you know, and I know I want to see you really kind of get on the edge. I want to feel like, oh, she's not going to make it, or she's going to make it. And I haven't gotten past the fact, Tom says, I haven't gotten past the fact that you're the only person in the country looking at her feet. That's funny. Bruno says, anyway, that was a symphony of beauty, darling. He's always been a great judge for Stacey. He has a huge crush on her. You can tell. Bruno goes, that was a symphony of beauty, darling. And that was it. That's all the time that they had. Anyway, so they run back to the red room to Samantha. And let me just add here that I don't know if you guys remember my interview with Samantha Harris, but she basically said how they had to get their makeup. She had to get her makeup done where we would get our makeup done in the trailers. Like, she didn't have her own makeup artist. And though she still looks gorgeous, I could definitely tell. Also, I mean, we danced last during this week, but my makeup, what in the world? I'll never forget. I was not only addicted to tan, I was addicted to glitter and like shiny, like, makeup, because I had so much shiny white shadow underneath my eyebrows. I was like, I could see my reflection from watching this at home on my laptop. It's insanity. Cannot believe that I was allowed to look like that. Oh, good times. Basically, Samantha goes, I got to tell you, every time you're out on that dance floor, you make it look so effortless. And tonight, you know, two dances this week, even for you, that must have been difficult. And Stacey goes, this was one of the most stressful weeks I've ever had in my life. Honestly, you know, it just looks so much easier than it is. And two dances this week, 4 days just to learn two dances. We were at each other's throat. I love her honesty, to be quite honest. She said it was stressful, but somehow the magic just happened out there and it was good. I would say the magic really was there out on the dance floor. But this week, Samantha said, Tony, you did lose your temper. Tony was not happy about that. Samantha goes, and even though, you know, we know that you mean well, Tony, Stacey, how does that feel to have him talk to you like that? Ouch. But Stacey was a champ and really defended Tony and was just like, look, I'm dedicated. I basically told all of my friends and family this week that we were going to kill each other. But, you know, any relationship there is, you know, we're going to be at each other's throats. We're just so passionate and our emotions are left all out on the table. So there's always going to be conflict, you know, but it always works out and it always pays off. Let's get the judges' scores. The judges gave Tony and Stacey 3 9s, which leaves them with a total of 27 out of 30 for their quick step. Now they're going to go change into their Latin costumes for their second round, which I believe is a cha-cha.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Let's move on to couple number two. Jerry Rice and Anya Trebunskaya. Tom basically says, you know, he's had a tough run during this whole competition. You know, the hardworking man who still is at odds with our judges. Last week, your vote saved him to dance again. NFL great Jerry Rice and his professional partner, Anya Trebunskaya. Last week, Jerry Rice filled his paso doble with passion. I thought it was a great paso. The judges weren't generous, but the fans had his back. And you hear people chanting, Jerry, Jerry. And then Anya basically says, I'm so proud of Jerry because he's definitely the most improved dancer in this competition. No matter what we do, we cannot place the judges. We cannot place with the judges. But as long as we can place with the crowd, we can hear them just continuing to shout Jerry. And we are just so happy. We'll have to learn a tango and the rumba and have two full dances. And Jerry goes, there's a lot of pressure there. I need to push Jerry harder. Anya says so. I have a special master plan. This is amazing. See, this is why I wish there were mentors on the show, because it is visually entertaining to see like Jonathan Roberts. So basically her master plan was to bring in Jonathan Roberts and her mom. Both obviously are dancers, right? And you can hear my interview with Anya Trebunskaya. We talk a lot about her mom and how she's been a huge influence in her life. She started out as a dancer. Jonathan, her ex-husband, was not only one of my first teachers ever that I danced pro-am smooth with, but also they were married, right? And he had been a part of the earlier, I think, season one. And he was dancing with Giselle Fernandez in this season. So the reason why he was able to help is because he already got eliminated. However, see, when you're already at the semifinals of the competition, you got to be careful with having too many cooks in the kitchen, because your partner is so used to just getting feedback and coaching from you that when you start to add more people to your circle, especially when it comes to trying to get Jerry to execute, only you, the pro partner, during the semifinals, only you know how your partner works and the teaching style that he really adapts to, and whatever style that is that he can retain is the best. And he even said he felt super overwhelmed during their rehearsal. They show clips of them rehearsing in my parents' ballroom and then really everywhere. And basically, you know, you see Jonathan Roberts basically going up behind Jonathan as he does like that tango head flick. And it's so funny because he basically gives Jerry almost whiplash. He's like, oh my God, that's so intense. But not so sure how comfortable Jerry felt with Jonathan behind him like that, but who knows. And then you see, you know, Anya and her mom dancing, and he's like basically trying to teach Jerry human touch. And like, how would you really touch a woman if you were to go up to her? You know, and that type of stuff helps, especially when trying to translate the visual of what we want and what we want our celebrity to look like into pedestrian human language. It's always harder because we, as competitors, we know the technical terms, but we don't necessarily. What was hard for me back in that day and time, especially, was really translating what I really wanted into basic language of the English language. It wasn't easy, right? So, and then Anya goes, you know, my mother is going to work on the performance side of things. You know, my mom, you know, basically has the sensitive side. And Jerry goes, at this moment, I am really confused. You know, this is the toughest week by far. I mean, if we can make it, great. But if not, you know, we can't. It's just never been easy for me. And Jerry goes, look, I am worried and I'm not a natural born dancer. Anya goes, he's been a football player for all of his life, you know, and at the end of the day, he can get this. This is like halftime. You know, he can do this. He has this. It has to get better, Anya says. And Anya continues and says, it's going to be the toughest week we ever had, and it could be a little overwhelming for Jerry, but he's a strong man. He can handle anything. And then you see her give a positive affirmation after they rehearse a certain section. She tells Jerry how good it was. Jerry says, I'm tired and frustrated because, you know, things are not coming together. You're going to be fine, Jerry said, or you're going to be fine, Anya said to Jerry. And he says, you know what? I'm going to keep working on this. All I can do, it's like the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl right now. If I'm tired, I got to suck it up. My back is against the wall, even though things are not going right now. And I'm frustrated. But when I step onto that dance floor, I have to be able to put that all aside and just go out there and perform. Okay, so let's take a look at their tango. So what is kind of odd for me when I watch this dance is the fact that they use a broom, right? And look, brooms are used for celebrities who have bad posture because the stick of the broom, if held straight across your body, your elbows actually should be at a 90-degree angle, which is definitely what you need to do in the tango. Now, when they finally get rid of this stupid prop, like, you know me, I don't like props at all, especially when it makes zero sense. But this is another ballroom dance where you cannot break hold. So I'm sure they were actually trying to eat up the time as well, kind of like what I said about Tony and Stacy. However, even if I didn't understand the broom, I prefer their opening versus Tony and Stacy's. At least they turned theirs into like a story, right? But a story that for me, as far as tango goes, it's a passionate hot dance. However, their song was a little bit campy for my tastes. They danced in one way or the other, and it was just a hot mess, to be quite honest. It's one of Jerry's worst dances. I love Jerry, and I love everything he stands for as a person, but like as far as dancing goes, it was too much. It was too much to retain. I always hate getting any type of closed hold dances towards the end of the competition because the music just extends longer, and any misstep you can't really cover, especially when you're glued together and have body contact. But their story didn't really read. You know, Jerry's posture, they weren't supposed to have rise and fall. They looked very bouncy. He just looked super uncomfortable. They looked like they were kind of tripping over each other. But on a positive note, you know, he didn't quit. He just got through it from beginning, middle, and end. And he actually showed a different side of him. He showed the fact that he, you know, was willing to act it out. I just paused right now before hearing the judges' scores or comments, and they look so confused and disappointed. Anyway, let's hear what the judges have to say. But first, I want to give Jerry and Anya a 7. Bruno goes, what did I just see here? You know, I really respect the effort as always and commitment you put into this competition, but this is the semifinals and I don't get it. Is there a shortage of brooms in America? You know, it's mine. It's basically, he was like miming the fact that the broom was his. No, it's yours. No, it's mine. But he said, you know, I thought the posture was okay, but honestly, there wasn't really a lot of tango content. Now, what I love even more is how feisty Anya is. Like, she literally responds back to the judges and she goes, how can I, basically, this is not verbatim, but she's basically alluding to the fact that, I think she was talking to Bruno, like, how can I execute or choreograph a sexy tango dancing to One Way or the Other? Like, it is super campy, but I get it. Like, it was too bouncy. They weren't dressed up as like witches or anything with brooms. Like, that would have made more sense, right? Like over a cauldron. It was just like, he had this weird cape or like raggedy, like duster over his beautiful suit and then ripped it off. I don't know. I thought that unfortunately the ripoff of the actual old dirty duster he was wearing as a coat was the most entertaining and most memorable part of their routine. So that's never a good sign. Len goes, I'm sorry, but you know, at the end of the day, we're really getting towards the final. It wasn't good enough. And he goes, hold on, let's hear it right now. At the end of the day, Anya basically said to Len, look, George, we just took what George did and used props. And Jerry goes, you're not George. You know, Jerry is not George. Jerry has his own personal character. The trouble was for me, I didn't see a proper tango. That wasn't a proper tango. He's supposed to have no rise and fall. Exactly. Jerry Rice, it was more like Jerry Springer, not Jerry Rice. And, you know, we all know that dancing does not come as easy for you as it does for everybody, Carrie Ann says. But what I can truly appreciate is the fact that you took a huge risk out there. Being theatrical is not your best thing. And that was it. So they go back and they get their scores from Samantha. And I have to say, it's so sad to see Jerry kind of feel discouraged, right? Because they've really been, look, I think he was just part of a competition and that season where the quality of dancing started just to get better and better. But I think what made Jerry last is his amazing professionalism, his attitude, always never like had a bad taste in his mouth. He was always never one to give up, right? Like he definitely must have inspired so many people around the world. Let's see what the judges gave Jerry and Anya for their tango. Carrie Ann gave a 7, Len gave a 7, and I believe Bruno gave a 6. That leaves them with a total of 20 out of 30. Okay, so let's move on to couple number 3. Lisa Rinna and Louis Van Amstel dancing a foxtrot. It starts out with Tom Bergeron basically saying about Lisa Rinna, will her fighting spirit carry her into the finals? As you know, he also points out that these two have been in the bottom two for the past couple of weeks, I believe. And basically, last week, Lisa and Louis left Latin behind and danced a quick step that took them to new heights and new lows. Basically, pointing out again that two couples were remaining for a place in next week's semifinals. And Lisa goes, you know, I feel like I was backed into a corner being in the bottom two, and you can either hide or you can come out. And then she made like this tiger sound, like rawr. It was really cute. Lisa goes, this is the hardest week because it's the semifinals. And I think you obviously feel the pressure. Tells Louis in scene at the dance studio, I think we need to get away. I think we need to just go relax and be quiet and get focused. Get out of this whole LA stuff all around us. I took Louis, Lisa goes, to my hometown of Medford, Oregon. Ginger Rogers lived there for at least the last 25 years of her life. Now, we're going to practice in the barn. Is that what it is? No, it's not a barn, Lisa goes. Then it cuts to footage of Louis meeting her parents. And it's so cute. The mom had Team Rinna turtleneck on. It was the cutest ever. And sometimes you just need to get out. Now, was it the most convenient with such little time that they had? I'm pretty sure the producers pitched this. And I'm also pretty sure of this. Look, guys, like, when you want to stay into the competition all the way to the end, and let's say, you know, really, Lisa, I'm sure already understood at that point in the competition that it was either going to be her or Jerry Rice, right? Drew or Stacy were never going to not make the final. So you have like the people's votes, which I would assume Jerry Rice had, which means that she needed to get her scores up that high, like so much higher than Jerry's. So I think in a way, even if, let's say Jerry Rice's dancing was better, I still think there would have been a difference in scores, because in a way they're evening everything out, because we work on a point system. So it's like 50% or 5 points goes to votes and then 5 points judges scores, right? So, or 50-50, sorry. And if Jerry had high votes, then even if he got like maybe a little bit lower score than Lisa, he was still going to make it regardless. Now, Lisa needed a miracle, and I'm pretty sure she must have gone up to her field producer and been like, what can we do? Should we do another out of studio package? And since her parents only lived in Oregon, it's like not that far away. So I love that they went to meet the parents, and I wish that they kind of in a way would have done that with all of the contestants, which you'll see in later seasons they do. They do like this hometown package journey thing that they do for the semifinals. I think it was like maybe that started week 4 or week 5. Anyway, so basically you see Louis and Lisa in an empty theater where Ginger Rogers performed. Lisa must have borrowed a costume from Wardrobe or one of her costumes, and they performing in an empty stage. It's beautiful, like totally trying to capture the mood of the foxtrot. Because when you think foxtrot, you obviously think dancing, or you think Ginger Rogers. And then the producers surprised them basically with like a lit up, like on the screen of the theater and at the entrance, like, welcome to the Criterion Theater, I think it's how you pronounce it, but basically said their names all lit up. Then it ends with Lisa basically saying, "It was truly magical to be able to go home and introduce Louis to my parents. You would have thought when I was a kid coming to see movies here," she says to Louis as they're looking at their names lit up on the theater, "that my name would be up there in lights. I'm hoping that it gives me the drive that could possibly push me to get me a 10. Wouldn't that be fabulous?" Then it cuts to their Foxtrot. Best song ever. Fever, Peggy Lee. It's the best Foxtrot in the world. I love the song. I believe Drew and I actually used this song when we went on tour after season 3 of the show. The costume, I was hoping for more of a classical outfit for Lisa, like definitely more leaning towards like the Ginger Rogers. It looked a little bit too like tropical Hawaiian Elvis Presley flair. She also stumbled in the beginning. You know, Louis has a really great sense of like Fosse. Like he has definitely studied Fosse. So when it comes to isolation, he understands that. But what doesn't read is when, if your celebrity has no dance experience and you're trying to teach the dynamic and the effectiveness of when you do Fosse, you need way more than just a couple of days. If I, you know, currently I'm watching this dance on mute because I had already seen it prior to me recording this. But I have to say about 45 seconds in was when it started to get good. I still think Louis' frame is not wide enough, especially because his frame is a direct effect of what she looks like as far as her wingspan from the back goes. I don't know. I just thought it could have been a lot better. It could have had more content and substance. Now, this music is like, I wish the stage was lit a little different, like a little darker jazz vibe mood. Her costume was turquoise. It made no sense. She had a flower on the side of her head. Other than that, I thought they made this Foxtrot super sexy and sensual. However, again, same thing like what I said about Stacey. It would have been great to see her step out of the box a little bit more. It felt like it was almost like she could do this holding her breath, right? Like, again, they try and do another Fosse type move, and it's only effective on the professional because it may not look intricate as far as Bob Fosse choreography goes, but holy hell, it's not easy, right? To get that same effective movement in isolation that he was just so good at. Anyway, I give Lisa and Louis an 8. Let's hear what the judges have to say about Lisa and Louis's first dance out of 2 dances in the semifinals. Carrie Ann said, "Lisa, that was a really good performance. I thought it was strong. It was graceful. It was elegant. There's a lot of sex appeal, which was, you know, great, of course. I did see you, you know, make a few mistakes. I saw you stumble in the beginning and you have to watch your arms. It's not like the arm that's the free arm that's not in hold. It kind of just dangles." Bruno goes, "Well, that was a Fosse delicious Foxtrot. I love it. I love you. Throw him into it. This is both of you just look so beautiful tonight. You have some beautiful nuances." Len Goodman says, "All I have to say is that you did a very good job, both of you. Delicious. Very nice. All right. But I'll just say it was it was so great and amazing to see you move freely. It was a joy. You know, you came out and you gave a great performance." So next, they basically promo Mia with my shiny white eyeshadow under my eyebrows. Oh my goodness. And my very tan face, not meshing my tan body. But basically tease the fact that Drew and I are about to do our Foxtrot. And I'm shocked they actually put 2 Foxtrots back to back. Anywho, so the judges gave Lisa and Louis an 8.99, which gave them a total of 26 out of 30. You know, basically Lisa says, "I channeled Ginger Rogers tonight," and how vulnerable she felt. "You know, I certainly have been the one that's had to really work hard to make it this far. But at the end of the day, I'm so happy I made it to the semifinals and I'm a fighter," she says, "and I keep just ending up here." And Samantha goes, "Do you think tonight with your Latin dance coming up that you're going to be able to pull off a perfect score?" And she just basically says, "Oh, I sure hope so."
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Let's move on to yours truly, Drew Lachey, and yours truly, Dancing a Foxtrot. Tom goes, Drew was thrilled when the judges gave him a perfect score, and then not so thrilled when they also gave one to Stacy Keebler. It's 98 degrees. Drew Lachey and his partner, Cheryl Burke. Basically, they show clips of our tango, which they are so powerful. I do love this tango so much. Last week's Drew's dream of getting a perfect score came true. You see me jumping up and down like I jump so high as if I was Michael Jordan. No, I'm kidding. Anyways, Drew goes, this week we had a perfect score. So what's next? Well, we're going to Disneyland. So then it cuts to this moment, you guys, that I talk about in the beginning of this episode where I just had no idea how dancing was such a sensation. Like I didn't realize, like, yes, you hear millions and millions of views. But then you see it and it's a whole nother experience. Oh my goodness. People are holding like poster board signs up that say Drew and Cheryl number one. It's so cute. The whole, like, we're in front of the Magic Castle. Like it was filled, you guys. Like you didn't see any space. You only saw heads and like so many freaking people. And I basically say how unreal it was and how I just didn't expect so many fans to be cheering us on. It was surreal. You know, and Drew goes, we hope this Thursday, which were the shows, I believe, you'll call in and vote for us and let us get in the finals and show you guys what we can really do. And Drew goes, you know, it was great, but we have two dances to learn this week. So we really have to get back to work. I think that was me that said that. Drew goes, I am driving myself crazy. I'm mad, insane. I don't think I'm going to sleep this week. Two routines. We have the foxtrot and the rumba. The rumba is all about hip action and I hate hip action. Drew makes me hear and feel his hip that has been popping and he blames his hip action and figure eight, which is a bunch of BS, Drew. He must have had that as a previous injury because it popped so loud. I'm not sure if they used an actual like enhancer as far as like sound goes, but like, or enhance the sound at all. But yeah, it was so loud. It just would like literally the cartilage would just pop out and pop back in. Ugh. It was like dislocating the hip and then putting it back. It was grody. All right. So I just remember that like I became very stressed out. And when I become stressed out and my partners can sense my stress, it doesn't help because they're already stressed. This is why you need like the yin and yang. When your partner is stressed, your job as a freaking pro dancer is to stay calm. Like you don't want to stress out with them, right? This is more about the fact that they've never done this before, not about the ego. So it's like, I did show my poker face, though, during this rehearsal, because I was so worried, because I guess I had forgotten back then that Drew definitely never performed in the dance studio, let alone it was like pulling teeth to get him to perform during dress rehearsal. But he's definitely a performer. He feeds off people's energy. Like, for example, he wouldn't have been able to do the show during the pandemic when there was no audience, because like he would just constantly just be walking through his routine, right? Anywho, I expressed like a little worrying concern. I asked Drew, are we going to make it for the live show? And he seemed to be confident. So we kind of like felt each other out. Like when I would stress or just get like random feelings of just anxiety and being so nervous, he would calm me down. But for the majority of it, I would say that it was him that was stressed. And by now, I would say the semifinals, we must have already, or more like Drew must have already picked out our freestyle song, which was that Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. That won the greatest dance of all time. Watch it on the Disney special. Kidding. Not kidding. Anyway, let's take a look at our foxtrot. I used to be known for like really showing my back. Like all of my dresses would have a low V. It was kind of my signature thing, but I just wore like a basic pink tropical. Again, I don't know why these colors for foxtrot are like tropical, as if we're doing a samba, but the skirt is like very much an American smooth dance. I kind of hated the fact that we did a foxtrot for the semifinals, because it's like it's too chill. Like you're supposed to be fighting into that final, right? And like to have to do a foxtrot, I believe this only happened because that's like the only ballroom dance I think we hadn't done. Everyone's still not, you know, everyone with these two dances for the semifinals, people are, you know, completely new to the technique. They haven't done this dance before. So I just remember being able to not bust out in a sweat after this dance, which is shocking, especially for someone like me who always sweats. But that's how I felt. Like it was almost so slow and too easy. I don't think the judges loved it either as much, but let's see here. I have to say, Drew had beautiful rise and fall, except he didn't glide as much going across the floor. He just went up and down like a corkscrew in the ocean instead of using the power of his legs to really feel like he's touching his toes from opposite ends of the ballroom. He does have a sense of charisma, though, that you can't teach. And he definitely sold it, if anything. But yeah, I'm not going to score us, as I don't do that. You guys know. But let's see what the judges have to say. Len basically said, Drew, you never cease to amaze me. You did lose the character a little bit with, you know, the dance that is the foxtrot. I wanted to see you glide. I wanted to see more fluidity through your movement. But, you know, when you listen to that music, there's just so much noise. And I thought you interpreted the music really well. Kirianne goes, you definitely can see how great this partnership is. She goes, I loved it. Bruno goes, actually, Drew, I'm slightly disappointed tonight, because coming from where you come from, let me speak, because Len was like totally interrupting him and basically saying how much nonsense was coming out of Bruno's mouth. Basically, Bruno says, you did such a great job tonight, but you could have done better. And he said, you looked kind of like you were doing the Paso Doble. You just looked kind of mean. And then Len just rips him a new one, put it that way. You could tell that Drew and I were really upset and disappointed, actually, with their comments. Like, I couldn't hide it on my face. Hence why, I don't know if you guys have listened to all the rewatch episodes, but I mentioned how I got a call from one of the studio owners in New York that I used to rehearse at before I did Dancing with the Stars when I was competing as a pro, who said, like, no matter what the judges say, you have to smile it out, because if not, you know, I could come across really upset or kind of like a sore loser. And this was the moment. Not necessarily, she called me like earlier on in the season, but now I know what she's talking about. Like my RBF, aka resting bitch face, was on fire right now. But Drew also was just kind of disappointed, as he's currently wasting away, back then at least, and losing, shedding the LBS, if you know what I mean, or LBs. Let's see what the judges score us before we move on to round two, the Latin round of the semifinals. Okay, so then you have a close-up of my white sparkly eyeshadow underneath my eyebrow. It's insanity, my very tan face. Anyway, we get our scores. The judges give us 9, 9, and 8. What the hell? That is so not right. Anyway, we're not happy, obviously. That gives us only a total of 25 out of 30. And yeah, I we basically just have to do a quick change and run. But we were not happy with those scores. See, this is what I was thinking as we were getting those scores and comments. I was like, see, it was too easy. This routine was just too easy. It wasn't a semifinal routine, nor is really any foxtrot, to be quite honest, unless you get to, you know, orchestrate the music yourself and add all these dynamic hits. It's just really hard to look like you're fighting into a space or a place in the finals when you have to do a foxtrot or execute one. Basically, Samantha asks how this past week of rehearsal went. And he goes, look, it was difficult to really, you know, get my hips moving, the hip action in the rumba. You know, it's all about romance, sensuality. And we then beg for votes and then we run to quick change and get change for our sexy rumba.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Let's get back to couple number one dancing their second dance of the semifinals. A cha-cha-cha danced by Stacey Keibler and her partner, Tony Devolani. I remember not really shooting packages for this since they kind of like mentioned it in the initial package that we had two dances. They also showed clips of us practicing both dances. So I'm pretty sure we just cut to the chase and get straight into the second round. So you see like Tony and Stacey already on the floor in their costume. Stacey looks freaking amazing. Her hard rock abs. Tom goes, all right, so far in the ballroom round, 27 was their score, meaning Tony and Stacey. Can they do better in the Latin round? Here again, dancing the cha-cha, it's Stacey Keibler and her partner, Tony Devolani. Stacey and Tony dance to Since You've Been Gone, that dance. And this, I guess, was her way of portraying like the fact that she felt it through her emotions, which they decided to play off as angry, which does not match the style of the dance. See, this is why I believe we don't need freaking themes. Like, the cha-cha is a fun, flirty, cheeky dance that, you know, you need hip action for, that you need to stay as grounded as possible. She was off time in the cha-cha run. She stumbled. She didn't hold the quick, quick, slow. She just went quick, 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 quick. And some of, like, I guess Tony's choice when it comes to choreography, it was interesting because, like, instead of, you know, maybe getting in like cha-cha Latin hold, he had a two-hand hold with Stacey, and like she was supposed to move her hips from side to side. And when your base and your frame is too wide from one another, it's hard to get maximum hip action. She also could have really stayed a lot more grounded. I didn't really see as much hip action or like her staying grounded. that I would have liked or that I like to see in a cha-cha, but she did this amazing kick like into arabesque all in one foot. I mean, it just got stronger and stronger as the dance progressed. But again, I don't understand. I didn't like the mad facial expression because it didn't come from like a genuine place. It was definitely put on. Like, you could still be hot and sexy and dance a cha-cha routine. Just saying, like, you don't have to like pretend to be angry. Like, it made no sense in that sense. It wasn't organic. It didn't really come from an authentic place within Stacey. So to put on an angry face ain't gonna cut it, my friend. I give Tony and Stacey an 8. Bruno basically said that leg action was the best. You're the best. You are a legacy, you know. And then Len goes, the most difficult thing of the cha-cha is getting the right hip action, leg action. I felt like you were a wee bit stiff, and sometimes your cha-cha action for me was a little bit clipped. I have to agree with Len. I actually didn't understand the angry face, Carrie Ann says. You know, at the end of the day, like, I didn't believe it. You know, I feel like it was very put on. Other than that, though, I think you are a fantastic dancer. I have to say, Stacey definitely claps back at Carrie Ann. I'm not so sure if I miss that, but I definitely miss the judges' banter. Let us know if you agree on our Instagram page at Sex Lies and Spray Tans. Okay, so with that, let's get Stacey and Tony's scores for their last round of the semifinals. Carrie Ann gave Tony and Stacey a 9, Len gave a 9, and of course, Bruno gave his crush, Stacey Keebler, a 10. Wow. So they were pretty solid. Like, sometimes with these judges, they give so much critique and then their scores don't match, right? Like, all you hear is critique and then they're like 9, 9, 9, 10. It's like, I think they're much better at that, at least staying consistent to this day. All right. So now that Stacey and Tony dance both of their dances, let's move back to Jerry and Anya's rumba. Tom goes, now dancing their final performance of the evening, Jerry and Anya dance a rumba. And I have to say, Anya looks just drop dead freaking gorgeous, you guys. She is just stunning. She like wore this mesh flower, beautiful A-line skirt. Like, oh my God, it's gorgeous. And I have to say, Jerry Rice looks like James Bond. He has the, you know, typical suspenders, high-waisted Latin pant. And you could tell that, like, he teased this earlier. He's like, all my rumba is dedicated to the ladies. It's so cute. It's so fun. And I have to say, he feels way more comfortable doing the Latin dances for sure than the ballroom. Except I have to say, like, with tango, it's interesting because you have to stay down, which means flexed. And how can you keep your rear end underneath you if you have only rehearsed a few hours? But I have to say, in the rumba, he was a lot more comfortable. He even blew a kiss in a basic move that we do called sliding doors. They do alemanas. His elbows could have been higher up a little bit instead of so far, like, down underneath his waist. Like, there's still an actual frame when it comes to Latin dancing. Not everything, even when moving your hips. See, this is why isolation is important, because you have to learn how to keep your upper body still and let your hips, you know, in a controlled manner, have hip action by moving and switching your weight from foot to foot. I have to say, though, Jerry and Anya look so hot together. He definitely manhandles her. And this is like a different vibe that you hear or that you see Jerry execute. I give Jerry and Anya a 7. Carrie Ann goes, you know, the rumba is all about the seduction. And I just have to say, Anya, you did a great job. Jerry, that was really nice to see you move the way you did. I felt the character. You were definitely in character. It was smooth. You got a little bit off the music a little bit. And sometimes your posture just kind of lagged. But nice attempt. Bruno goes, well, again, this is a better character, strong and confident. But I agree with Carrie Ann. You lost it a little bit. You know, it's just you. I know you really were very hard on yourself this week during rehearsals. But again, it's the semifinal and we have to really, you know, point things out. And then Len goes, you might not know this, but I truly admire you, Jerry Rice, so much as a sportsman. Coming out here, ballroom dancing, I can only be honest and say, you know, you're the worst. And I'm sorry about that, but that's, you know, what you showed me. And Jerry goes, you know what, man? I totally disagree with you. See, this is where he got a ticket into the final. He goes, that's fine that you feel that way. You know why, though? Because this is something completely out of my comfort zone. I come out here, I give an effort every single day, every time I'm here. So I feel like I deserve to be here. And that, my friend, was a perfect answer to get him into the final. I mean, the judges couldn't literally talk back to what Jerry just actually showed, his sportsmanship. He showed his bravery and how courageous and hardworking he was, how he was really consumed and he tried his best, and how basically said to the judges, look, this is what the show is. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm coming out here every week, despite what you have to say, though it's negative all the time, and just keeping my head up and trying my best. And literally all three judges, if they could, they probably would have stood up. I'm shocked that the ballroom didn't stand up when he was like, you know, talking back to Len, but not in a rude way. I think what Jerry has mastered, and maybe it was the way he was raised, he's always stayed calm. Like, he doesn't interrupt. No matter the emotions running through his body, he's able to respond instead of react. And that's a true champion right there. Let's see what the judges gave Jerry and Anya for their rumba. Carrie Ann gave Jerry and Anya a 7. Len gave a 7. And Bruno gave a 7. Wow. So they must have had a lot of freaking votes, because these two right here made it to the final. Spoiler alert, though I should have said that before I mentioned them making the final.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Let's move on to the second to last couple of the semifinal round. Leesa Rena and Louis Van Amstel dancing a cha-cha-cha. Okay, so as far as Louis and Leesa Rena's cha-cha goes, it was way stronger than their foxtrot. And this is just a prime example of what I mean when I say, like, when their pros are more confident in a certain style, they're always going to just teach it better, right? Of course, you spend most of your hours and expertise in learning how to Latin dance, and you're going to be a better teacher and performer in it and have more confidence. So this is exactly what I mean. Though Louis has ballroom experience, you can tell that he just has this certain light and spark to him when he teaches Latin. I wish, though, with their costumes and their wardrobe, I wish Leesa would have included, or I wish wardrobe would have included more fringe and movement. It was one of her little, like, halter mini type dresses. It was white. The only thing moving around was this long, like, piece of fabric, but it didn't move around much. But with that being said, I feel like she still was able to get away without the movement, which is really shows you what a great dancer, especially Latin dancer, she was. She had great leg action, I have to say. I thought there were moments of too forced, right? So it looked a little stiff at times and wooden. But honestly, I thought this was her best dance so far, especially when it comes to quality of movement. Her leg action was great. Her lock steps, I thought her cha-cha, actually, I prefer over Stacey Keibler's cha-cha by far. I give Louis and Lisa a 9. Let's hear what the judges have to say. So Len Goodman basically says to Lisa how they have great chemistry. And once again, you came out here, you did a solid cha-cha. It was great. It was full of content. Carrie Ann says to Louis and Lisa that, you know, you amaze me. Week after week, you come out here, you nail these routines. And Carrie Ann basically said to Lisa, you know, so far, I'm just so proud of you for what you've done here out on the ballroom floor. Bruno goes, you know, I have to say that you guys work so well together. Louis, you've got great choreography. This cha-cha had so much pizzazz. And basically pointing out what I've pointed out as well from week one, just their partnership, their bond with no words needed, right? Like their body language, the way that they honestly look like brother and sister. And I'm going to just say it one more time. They need to be each other for Halloween. Please do that. Please, Louis, wear one of her costumes. And Lisa, just wear like his white tail suit or something and just go together, go trick-or-treating, get a photo or 5 in and send it to me. That's all I need in my life. It would make me very happy. Anyway, I'm pretty sure they're going to be very happy with their scores. So let's get their scores. They are now in the red room with Samantha Harris, and the judges gave Lisa and Louis 3 9s, giving them a total for this dance, 27 out of 30. Let's move on to the last couple, yours truly, Drew Lachey and his partner, Cheryl Burkey. Just kidding. Burke. That is okay, guys. It's not Burkey. It is not Lachey. It's Lachey and Burke. We dance a rumba. Now, I have to say, before I even watch this, rumba has always been a challenging dance for me to teach. I think because it is challenging, especially for men. They have not a lot of steps, right? However, they still need to look like they're controlling the woman, manhandling at times, depending on the song. This wasn't my favorite rumba song, but like this was before I think we were able to really just say, like, can we get another song? There was no themes back then, but it was very like 80s vibe. I forgot. I think it was Total Eclipse of the Heart. Like, that doesn't scream sensual or sexy by any means, or like grinding hip action or figure eights, or like, I don't know. For me, it doesn't, at least. I don't know if you're an 80s baby, which I am. Honestly, it still doesn't, like, it doesn't get me wanting to rumba, put it that way. But I'm pretty sure we get a perfect score. Let's see. Okay, well, I actually have to say, now I haven't seen this in so long. Like, our rumba, the Total Eclipse of the Heart, it was kind of hot and sexy. Now, what bothered me, though, I can't believe I didn't tell them to, the BPM was way too fast. It was more of like a rumba, like a rhythm style rumba, which is a little faster than international style. When you do a rumba in the Latin genre, it is, the BPM is like almost, I would say, half the speed of the actual rhythm when you're doing rumba in the rhythm category, that is, right? So it just, I wish it was slowed down quite a bit, because then we would have been able to properly execute a international Latin rumba, which is what the challenge is. So with that, I'm not sure what Len's going to say. I don't think we get a perfect score, actually, now that I think about it. But I have to say, Drew looks very strong. You know, because rumba is so intimate, especially if like the guy, like for the men, they feel it more inside their body if they get there, right? Instead of out. It's hard to exaggerate a rumba when you don't have tons of steps or like huge moments or movements. But Drew had a great base. Like, he had what I had taught him initially during the training period, which was all of these drills and like building that foundation that, you know, cha-cha is basically a faster version of a rumba. It basically includes rumba walks. Like, it's important to have that same technique. And what's so great, the fact that we did a rumba towards the end, is that the fact that the muscle memory woke up. Like, he still was able to execute a solid rumba like he executed a solid cha-cha in week one. He was grounded. He hit his lines. He actually looked strong, like he was leading. And I think he was leading because I, at that point, I was a little crazy. I would really want him to lead the whole thing. That's why I was able to do like those head flicks, because like that didn't come manufactured. Like he would pull me in, which then I would rebound, let's say, and my shaggy hair would then rebound. And that's why I was able to execute like what I was kind of in a weird way famous for, were all these head whips. It doesn't just come out of nowhere. It comes from the lead of the man. Like if you notice me dancing with like DL Hughley, I know that's a huge drastic change. There was no way I could barely spin in without like elbowing his chest, because again, like he needs to spin the woman, and if he doesn't do it the right way, then like it gets sloppy and people get off balance. But with Drew, he mastered, you know, leading. And I think because he was so advanced, especially towards the semifinals heading into the finals, I made him, I think the last day or two of rehearsals, lead me, like meaning he had to know what my step was. And when you can get your pro partner, especially if he's a celebrity male, and get him to really lead, which is just changing your direction, which means that he, in a way, he knows the skeleton of the women's steps as well. Wow, you're going to win this damn thing. Really, you can't beat that. Like when you get so comfortable and you've worked out the foundation, your partner knows his steps, you've worked out detail, you've done it to music. What's the next step? Lead me. Like know my steps so that he's confident in what he's doing. Like if you can teach it, if you can teach what I was teaching, you're good. That's the secret. Okay? For all you future celebrity people coming on Dancing with the Stars and any pro dancers, that's the goal. I can't say that I did that in every dance with Drew, but like when we would have some extra time, if he did get his routine fast enough, that's what the goal was. Anyway, I don't score myself, as you guys know, but let's hear from the judges, shall we? This is the last dance heading into the freaking finals. Holy hell. God, I've got drama during that week. I'll never forget it. I was fighting Drew. I hated Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, and you're just going to have to find out next week when you hear the finale of season 2, the rewatch series. You won't want to miss that hashtag, BTS. Bruno goes, that was passionate. That was powerful. This is the Drew we like. Because remember, he really lowballed us in our foxtrot. Gave us an 8, right? But basically pointing out that this was like the Drew Lachey that we like, that we've been wanting to see. Knowing Len, he likes more classical rumbas. He doesn't like too much in your face, raunchy and sensual rumbas. And this is where we were different. See, I love if it's real and it's organic and like your bodies are, you know, obviously moving in organized chaos within the routine, like it should be sexy. Like if you hear the music, it was like a rendition of Total Eclipse of the Heart, but it wasn't like the campy version. It was the, like, if we could have used Ground Fog, we would have type vibe. But, you know, I think he hated the raunchiness of it, but like, I get it. Like I get when I choreographed, I think William Levy and I, we rolled on top. We basically rolled across the floor vertically. Like we were laid down. He rolled on top of me. I rolled on top of him. We danced to Let's Get It On. Now that's pretty obvious, right? Len goes, the rumba is about romance. It's not so aggressive. Well, that's me. That's totally my style. So, Carrie Ann goes, Len, I have a different opinion as I am a woman, but I have to say that was so sexy. That was so fantastic. The chemistry between the two of you was fantastic. And then Carrie Ann goes, it was such an amazing job. And then she goes, sorry, Len. Then we go back to the red room and let's get our scores. We get 10 from Carrie Ann, a 9 from Len, and a 10 from Bruno, giving us a total of 29 out of 30 for the Latin round, our last dance in the semifinals and the last dance of the night. The following day, we would do the actual result shows. So since we don't cover that, And you guys had voted not to do it, which I'm actually grateful for, because we would have still been, God knows, back in week three if we were doing result shows. But basically, your three finalists were Stacey Keibler and Tony Devolani. That's right, Jerry Rice and Anya Trebunskaya, and yours truly and Drew Lachey, which meant that Lisa Rinna and Louie were short of the finals. But what an amazing journey, especially for Louie. I think they were disappointed a little bit, but you know, there's only 1 week left. Everyone comes back for the finale. And yeah, just in 1 week, my whole life completely changed even more than it already had. Thank you guys so much. I really am enjoying all of this, like reminiscing, going down memory lane, being, you know, in a way forced to watch all of these amazing routines, seeing how it all comes together. Cause like I said, I never watched the whole show from top to bottom, as I was only watching us or whoever I was dancing with so that I can go and see what we need to improve on. But never have I watched the whole show from beginning, middle, end. This is awesome. It just makes me fall in love with the show even more. Thank you guys so much again. And make sure you tune in for our Headlines Hot Topics series, because boy, do we've got some juicy headlines for you. Love you guys. Bye.
Make sure you guys follow us at Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans on our Instagram handle. And make sure you comment. Let me know who you want me to interview. What do y'all think? Let me know.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.